Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend David Rubin back on the show. David's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last year or two. He's the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, the original seat of government of the children of Israel 3,000 years ago, over 3,000 years ago. He's the author of Trump and the Jews, and that's just one of his many books, and the founder and the president of Shiloh, Israel's Children's Fund, and established after his three-year-old son was wounded in a terror attack, and he's motivated him to start that. And he's our friend David Rubin. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So, David, give us a report on where the coronavirus is, the COVID-19 situation in Israel. I heard last week that the government paid a whole lot of money, $2 billion for a few million shots. I think I did the math. It was $133 a shot. And how did it work out?
It was expenses. It took a lot of taxpayer funds. But the public was behind it, actually. And, you know, this is something I've had some very interesting discussions with people in America about this, because Americans have a wide range of views about the vaccination
right.
Process and in America, and a lot of criticism. And, the vaccines came fast and furious, and Israel jumped onto it. And, you know, obviously it was the Operation Warp Speed, President Trump's campaign
right.
to get those vaccines out quickly. That's what made it happen. But then once it happened, there's been like a lot of confusion in America about how to get people to take the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
In Israel, it became an immediate national project, and we have 5 health funds in Israel, and those 5 health funds each took responsibility for the distribution and the implementation of the project, and the country took it on as a national project of, you know, that everyone's going to, or most people will try to get vaccinated, and as a result, as a sense of national responsibility, that we'll be able to defeat the pandemic. And up until that point, up until the vaccines were on the market, it was just lockdowns, and more lockdowns, you know.
And no assistance from the government, basically. So that would, to me, that would motivate. I think that's the difference. Our government has spent money that we didn't have to help people out with its direct income, with loan grants from the government for businesses and other things. So we might be a little bit less motivated. We might be a little more motivated to be inoculated if we'd been locked down like you guys have. I can see why.
Well, maybe. You know, it says something about the whole concept of handouts,
right.
government handouts,
right.
whether it's the right thing to do or the best approach. But look, I wasn't in favor of lockdowns. I was very against it. I mm-hmm. thought it was being overused. And you know, Prime Minister Netanyahu was the lockdown man, and he was being hurt in the polls as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
And people were not happy. A lot of small businessmen, business people, they saw their businesses destroyed. But then once the vaccine campaign started, then the whole country, or at least the overwhelming majority of the country, seemed to get on board.
Well, how many businesses do you know? How many you've lost, and how many you're gonna who won't come back because of this?
can't give you the exact statistics. I don't know them, but all I can tell you is that when I walk down the streets of Jerusalem, every fifth store is out of business. It has a for sale or for rent sign on it.
Not coming back.
And you know, so it was serious.
Yeah.
But now that the vaccine campaign has been working fast and furious, 90% of adult Israelis are already vaccinated or have recovered from corona. Mm-hmm.
So you're beyond herd immunity now, aren't you? You've achieved herd immunity.
Well, I don't know about beyond, but we're getting pretty close.
Yeah, I would say so. All right, we'll take a quick break. Right back.
You have to remember, it's just the adults.
Right. David Rubin will be with us after the break again. We're going to talk about the election coming up over there and what that means for geopolitics in the region. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.